Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The eligibility criteria for a fourth dose of a COVID vaccine is being expanded. Atagi has recommended people over the age of 50 roll up their sleeve, while those aged 30 to 49 can choose to get the extra dose. The jabs will be available from next week. Health Minister Mark Butler says it's a welcome boost to help combat COVID variants.
There are now almost 4,000 hospital beds across the country filled by patients with COVID. That's an increase of almost 1,000 in just the last few weeks.
8 COVID deaths have been reported by WA Health today, with 6,387 new infections added to the tally. There are now just over 31,000 active infections across the state. 240 people are in hospital, 12 are in intensive care. An emergency services team from WA is being deployed to New South Wales to help with cleanup and recovery efforts in flood-ravaged areas. The group of four will spend at least 7 days in the state. And tributes continue for Trisha the Elephant. The 65-year-old passed away last night with her keepers by her side. Meantime, the Environment Minister insists the relocation of the zoo's remaining elephants won't be rushed. Rhys Whitby says the pair is being closely monitored as they grieve Trisha's passing.
We're looking around Australia and indeed around the world for a very appropriate open range facility for those elephants. The prime concern will be their safety and welfare, so we want to get it right.
In sport, West Coast looks set to be boosted by the return of veteran Josh Kennedy for this weekend's clash with Carlton. Coach Adam Simpson says after a week off, he should be good to go on Sunday.
He's got a few games left in him, but not many. So he'll be right this week, as long as he gets through training. Trained really well on Tuesday, so I think he should be fine by the weekend.
And a semi-final showdown between Nick Kyrgios and Rafael Nadal has been locked in at Wimbledon.
Listener.